Let's pray. Holy Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in this moment, may the Holy Spirit fall upon us, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts would be good in your sight. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Anytime someone new appeared at the little Decker Berean Church in Decker, Montana, I knew exactly what was going to happen. After we all endured Nancy Porter's warbling from the back during the hymns and Pastor Joe's hour-long sermon, my grandmother, I've introduced her before, but Whammy, as I called her, I still call her, she would run up, tap the visitor on the shoulder. "Can you come over to our house for dinner? I've got a ham in the oven. Want to come? Do you have a place to stay? Bring your suitcase. Didn't really matter who it was. Sometimes it was someone no one knew. Gaylord, the construction surveyor who pounded in stakes all day in blue coveralls and a white hard hat. Or the one time it was that guest preacher with the kind of weird beard who played a lap harp and looked after sheep in his spare time. I think he drove a minibus too. Didn't matter. "Can you come over to our house after dinner? I've got a ham in the oven." And so, half an hour later, I would be sitting in the dining room under the chandelier. Whammy would be there carving off a slice of ham onto my plate next to the mashed potatoes, gravy, and the peas. She would hand it to me, and I would begin to pour in that savory feast into my very little mouth. And as I was eating and enjoying things, the pug dog, Mugly, would run over to the wicker chair by the window and begin bouncing up and down as she barked. And a car would pull in by the buck fence, and the visitor from church would get out and drag a suitcase across the patio to the door of my grandparents' light green ranch house. The wind would tickle the wind chimes right beside the door as the person would knock. And my grandfather would spring up, open the door. "Come in, come in," Grampy would say. "Come in. Oh, you got your suitcase. Let me take that. Go eat. Sit down. And he would be dragging the suitcase then to the middle room that had been my mother's room back in the day. And the guest would scoot up a chair right beside me. And once again, Whammy would stand up and she would carve off a slice of ham onto a plate next to the ensemble of potatoes with gravy and peas, and then hand me the plate. "Nevada, could you pass this on down the table to our guest?" And in that moment, I was invited to participate in my grandparents' hospitality. And so I did. Here you go. My own mouth, half full of mashed potatoes with lots of savory ham in my little belly. Now, all these years later, I realized that the ideal that I remember with all of those guests is probably a little less than ideal. I'm sure there were plenty of moments when Whammy and Grampy put their heads together and started a little bit of grumbling. In fact, as I've grown older, I've heard tales about some of the guests who were less than helpful and took advantage of the situation. Yeah. It can be hard to exercise hospitality, as St. Peter asks us to do in his epistle reading this morning. We human beings often are very selfish. Someone else can do that. I don't need to get involved. Sometimes we're very self-conscious. My house is a mess. And sometimes we feel we're just a little too poor. All I've got is rice in the pantry. And St. Peter's hearers were not unaware of these concerns. The people to whom St. Peter writes, many of them are slaves on the margins of society, individuals who lived at their master's behest and who could die at their master's behest. Individuals that when a traveling Christian would come into town might struggle to find a way to put a meal before this person, or to find a place in the master's house or courtyard for the person to stay. After all, in the ancient world, inns were essentially brothels, so it was important that you could find somewhere for this traveler to come in out of the night. And so all of these concerns swam through their minds as well. And there could often be a little bit of grumbling. Taking up my time, hard. And so St. Peter offers this. Love covers a multitude of sins. And one of the ways, he says, is by exercising hospitality without grumbling. But now, if you're like me, you might be grumbling a little bit. Oh, great. Just another thing for me to do. As if I didn't have trouble with this Christian life as it is. And now, like, okay, I'm not doing that either. I need to be nicer to people and maybe have them over for dinner. Or maybe I need to do, I don't know. But great, thanks. Thanks, Peter. Great. But St. Peter is really not asking us to do something. Instead, he is inviting us to participate in something that is already going on. You see, St. Peter imagines something like a light green ranch house filled with plenty of middle rooms, a house with a large table filled with ham, potatoes, mashed potatoes, and gravy, and peas to boot, a house filled with love. And so it is that the triune God, Sunday service, is tapping us on the shoulder. Do you have somewhere to go? Come to my house. Come to my house for Sunday dinner. Come on. Do you need a place to stay? Bring your suitcase. And so we pull up to the buck fence in front of that light green house. We drag our suitcase across the patio. We knock on the door as the Spirit of God tickles the wind chimes. And the Father flings it wide open. Come in, come in, come in, he says through Christ. Come in, sit down, eat. Let me take your suitcase. And he drags it off to that middle room as we sit down. And then he's carving off a bit of ham for us, a bit of hospitality for us, onto a plate next to the mashed potatoes and peas, sitting in front of us, and we begin to eat. God's love covers a multitude of sins, even as God invites us into his house. And even as we eat, suddenly Mowgli is barking and bouncing on that wicker chair, and someone else is pulling up to the buck fence. And they're dragging their suitcase across the patio and knocking on the door. And again, God is on his feet, flinging it wide open. Come in, come in, come in, as more visitors shuffle in. And he's taking the suitcase to the other middle room. And the visitor is sitting down beside us. And God is carving off another slice of ham with more potatoes and more peas. And then he's handing us the plate. Can you pass this on down the table to the one who just came in? And in that moment, we become stewards. Stewards of the grace of God that has been given to us, passing on God's hospitality. God's love covers a multitude of sins, even as he welcomes us into his house. God asks us to participate in what he is doing. In a few minutes, about an hour, we'll see that in action as little baby David knocks on the door and God flings it wide open and through holy baptism sweeps this child into his house, his church. Puts little David's suitcase, the tiny one, into another middle room and then sits him down beside us in this church and carves off a bit of ham for him and passes the plate to us. Can you pass this on down the table to David? God's love covers a multitude of sins as he welcomes us into his house. St. Peter writes, "Love covers a multitude of sins, using hospitality one to another without murmuring, according as each has received a gift, ministering it among yourselves as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." God is already inviting people into his house, and he invites us to participate. And who knows what that might look like? It might be having people over at your house for dinner, although COVID has kind of put a crimp in our style in that regard. It might mean doing what someone did for my family years and years ago. A family who lived in a trailer house out in the wilds of Montana, dropping a $20 bill in our mailbox. Never knew who it was. My dad had his suspicions. Or maybe it's sitting down and listening to someone's story as it unfolds. But whatever it is passing on the grace of God that you have already been given, participating in what God is doing. It's not a guilt trip, it's an invitation. An invitation to participate in the triune God's life of joy and hospitality. So in this first Sunday after Ascension, God calls to us. Here's a plate. Got some mashed potatoes on it. Do you think they want more peas? Some extra ham? Here, pass it on down the table. And in that moment, we will find that Jesus Christ is glorified, and the Father through him in the Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.